Hello, friends, and welcome to this Friday Facebook Mailbag. I'm Drew Doherty. This is Nick Scherfield. And if you're not familiar with the Friday Facebook Mailbag, very, very simple. Middle of the week on Facebook, the Houston Texans send out a Facebook Mailbag request, and we answer those questions. So first question comes from Heath Bilbray. Will the Texans D have enough cover guys this season to stop teams who spread them out? Well, you think so in theory. They added a safety in the draft, DJ Swearinger. You think you're going to get Brian Cushing back at full 100%? So it's looking good in that regard, Nick.
Absolutely, and they're looking pretty good in the secondary. Ed Reed's hip surgery is going to be something to watch. His recovery as the offseason goes along, they're not expecting him back until training camp, maybe the middle of training camp. If then, they're going to be very cautious with him. But you got Ed Reed, you got Daniel Manning back there at safety, you had DJ Swearinger, who has a lot of range and can play in the slot. Then your top three cornerbacks, Jonathan Joseph, Kareem Jackson, and Bryce McCain, all very solid. They've played here the last couple years and done a really good job, and some young guys developing behind them as well. So you got to feel pretty good about the Texans' secondary, their cover guys when teams try to spread them out.
No doubt. Ozzie Manzanares has a good one. Nick and Drew, I'm ready to see Cushing hit somebody. So am I. And so are you.
Absolutely, and I think he's ready to hit somebody, too. He said he's going to wait. He's going to wait until he comes back. But
he's
I asked Gary Kubiak about that at the golf tournament the Texans had on Monday. I said, are you going to have to tell his offensive teammates to watch out when he comes back in practice? And he said no doubt about it. He said he's mad they're not turning him loose just yet, but it's just a matter of time. They're going about it and hope to have him back for training camp, and he's going to be ready to hit somebody really hard come week one.
Juan Rodriguez, don't know if that's Igor, the former baseball player, but hey, maybe he was a Texan, or is a Texans fan. He says, will the slot receiver position become a bigger threat in this year's offense? Good question. Don't know. But Keyshawn Martin, who played in that spot quite a bit last year, gets another year of seasoning under his belt. He's not a rookie anymore. So naturally, a progression is something that is probably assumed.
Yeah, I would think you're going to see Martin become more involved in the offense. He had 10 catches last year as a rookie fourth-round draft pick from Michigan State. But Drew, going into that second season, Gary Kubiak always talks about how big the second season is, a jump from year one to year two. He's going to have a full offseason. He's going to get a lot of reps this offseason with Devere Posey out, with Andre Johnson, probably going to rest him some as he's approaching the age of 32. So Keyshawn Martin probably going to take a step forward. So naturally, that position will take a step forward in this offense.
And our final question comes from Bakari Walker. How many Texans made the NFL top 100 this year? We don't know. That's an NFL Network thing. It comes out later, but you can probably assume and guarantee that the two All-Pros, J.J. Watt, Dwayne Brown, going to be on there. Andre Johnson had 1,600 yards receiving. That's nothing to sneeze at. Arian Foster led the NFL in touchdowns scored, so I bet those four are locks. After that, I don't know. Maybe Jonathan Joseph, maybe tight end Noah Daniels. We'll have to wait and see.
They had 9 Pro Bowlers, and those guys you mentioned seem like they'd have to be locks, at least the first 4 guys. And a lot of other guys who definitely could be deserving and warrant consideration after that. I'll be curious to see where Ed Reed is on the list
as well,
new Houston Texan. But I think you'll see at least 4 and probably more, but we haven't seen any yet in the first couple installments.
That's a Friday Facebook Mailbag. Lots of fun. It's your chance to connect with us, and we love connecting. We're like electrical components or something, right?
Something like that, yeah.
He's Nick Scherfield. I'm Drew Doherty. See you next time. We'll